This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Second and 10, and Prescott back to throw, has time now, runs out to his right, throws it to an open man in the end zone. Donald diving to his right. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Let's start there. Brad Sham with the call on DFW Sports Station. That is us. It's Star Up, Star Down with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, fresh off the plane back from Pittsburgh. And Star Up, Star Down is brought to you by Crown Royal, proud whiskey of the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys. And Bobby, you're worried, as I am, long-term being a week, that the Cowboys are going to say, oh, no, we're good here. We're fine here. I don't think that's going to apply to many things. I think it could apply. This is the excuse that they needed and wanted for the running backs and the running game, because they said, we just did not have opportunities for Rico Dowdle to show, or the rest of our guys to show, why Dalvin Cook is still not beating them out. Star up to Rico. The touchdown catch on that drive, making it 13-10 Cowboys in the fourth quarter. He had a 3rd-and-6 run in the fourth. People think, RJ tweeted, did that just pass CD for longest run of the Cowboys season with a 13-yarder? And he ends up with 22 carries, a 114, star up Rico. He was part of the TV post interview with Dak.
Big time star. I didn't expect that from him. That was as close as they're going to get to somebody with 100 yards, it seems like. Because Babe asked that this past week. That was his mail-it-in trivia question.
I think I gave him 114. I'm sorry. He ended up 20 carries, 87 yards, and then 2 for 27,
yeah,
in the air.
And I'll give him the 114. So look, it was a really good day by him. It was really solid. He played as well as you're going to. The running game was clearly at its best from a standpoint of the entire year. You've got to look at that as a positive moving forward. They're going to need it. They're going to need it against Detroit. They're going to want to control clock. Detroit's coming off a bye, so they needed every minute of this.
Rico, on the touchdown that he scored, said afterwards that was actually not the play design.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't the play design. I'm supposed to, like, stop and come back, but the dude who was guarding me fell down. I'm like, I'm going corner. I hope Dak see me. You know, Dak rolled out and found me, and we made a great play, a great touchdown.
Yeah, he was really, really good last night. And, you know, when we talk about not overvaluing certain things or overrating certain aspects, I think it's really hard to come away from this and not feel good about this performance, though, against a great Pittsburgh run defense and Dowdle running the way that he did. They went into this game yesterday with Lamb included. They had 4 carries all season of 10 yards or more as a team. And Dowdle got 3 yesterday. And so that was basically doubled their total from the first 4 weeks. he was really, really good. I was really impressed with him and how he ran tough and then continued to get better as the game wore on. I will note, as I was walking into the locker room, not everybody with the practice squad travels with the team. Usually they have guys there who could potentially be called up or other things like that.
You saw Dalvin.
I did. Dalvin Cook passed me on the way out. So Dalvin Cook was traveling with the team. That's not typical, and so it does make me think that he's at least in the rotation of people they're going to be considering.
You saw Dalvin and Snoop.
I did
see
Snoop.
So were you in the Steelers locker room? Screw you, Snoop. Screw you. No one says that anymore. Snoop is all-time cool, knowing he's undefeated. Screw you and your little dumb, terrible towel and your outfit.
I was mad at first because when we checked in through security, I had been the first one through and then got up to the press box. And when I got up to the press box, I saw the people who were behind, like lagging, taking pictures of Snoop and posting them on social. So he was walking in the tunnel area. So I was pissed. I was like, crap, I'm not going to get a chance to see him. And then we were... like right before the game, and he's just strolling up there, and he's like, can I get a drink somewhere? And then just walked over to the thing, got a drink. I was like, oh, I'm going to film it. And then I tried to rub it in our friend Ivan's face. I was like, look, I got a video. And then
famous,
he turned his phone around.
Famous
and showed,
Ivan.
And he turned his phone around and showed me his selfie that he got with Snoop in the press box that I somehow missed. So
yeah, how are you going to rub it in his face? Ivan got put on TV.
Yeah.
Called out by Warren Sharp.
Yeah, as a crooked individual, according to Warren Sharp. As a, why is a Cowboys representative...
Hispanic one.
...standing over the independent medical reviewer or whatever it is for the concussions and things like that?
Is that what he said? He isolated Ivan in his comment?
Yeah. He isolated Ivan as like the Cowboys official that's leering over the
Warren,
medical person.
Warren, is Ivan listening right now?
He was a few minutes ago. I don't know if he still is.
Why is this independent staffer?
Warren, do you want people calling out your real role as a behind the scenes team consultant that should affect that you should have to disclose that when you're throwing out all your stats and your analysis of all the games every single week? Do people know what teams hire you and put you into their payroll? I didn't think so. Choppy, star up, star down.
Real quick. It doesn't matter with Warren because he's the Ari Myroff of analytics anyway.
Oh, you think he's just a compiler?
You loved him for so long.
No. I appreciate the information he gives. Right?
But you're saying he's jacking it?
Yeah, he's not. He's just a compiler. He just compiles. Whoa. He doesn't make his own. Yeah, he's not like Seth Walter or Ben
Baldwin. I thought he did it some of his own stuff.
Yeah, he charts. He's a charter. He's a good charter.
He has a mustache. That's all.
All right, enough. No one even probably knows who he is.
Look, I mean, I wasn't sure where you were going with your first one, whether it was going to be Dowdle or Tolbert, but Drew Smyly was the walking over as a baseball player, as a pitcher, right? Every game that he threw, you knew, bet the over. Well, Jalen Tolbert is that way when it comes to his individual game yards by Vegas. Because another one, he didn't get it against the Giants, but every other time this year, he has hit the over.
48-yarder on that third down late in the second. He ends up with 7 for 87. Bobby, let's just talk about his story, his background, and his growth as someone was going to have to step up for Brandon Cooks, who got put on the four-week IR. So this is not 1 week. This is not 2 weeks for Brandon Cooks. He is out for a while.
Yeah, and this will be something where Tolbert will have to be leaned on. He'll have to step up. And he's progressed pretty steadily from his rookie year to now, which is his third season. But it is such a slow burn. It has been such a slow build and something that I don't think they expected would take this long. But even though it's come along slowly, there's been progress along the way, and he's clearly starting to find a comfort zone, and he's showing himself to be mentally stronger and physically tougher and all these different, you know, clues that we've gotten over the last probably 10 to 12 games that he's played. And yesterday it was really early on. He wasn't getting any separation. The first couple targets I think he got, it was like, okay, are we going to be force feeding Tolbert while he's unable to get anything? But then he bounced back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And was just fantastic after. And I know there's a lot of teammates who are going to be really happy with this and really happy for him. And that's what happened last night. We got done with his media session, and as we're wrapping it up and we're just, you know, PR wraps up and says, thanks, JT. You could hear the whole locker room loving on him.
Thanks. Thanks, all right, Tolbert.
Appreciate it.
All right. Which is about like, that was Zach Martin getting it going. Zach Martin was standing there waiting. Dak Prescott was waiting around trying to say something. And then he was answering too long. So Dak was like, all right, fine, I'm going to my locker. And he went. But they all were really, really happy for him. Star up for me in this one is, I thought Oso Odighizuwa was really good in this game. For a defensive line that's already massively depleted and then really early on loses Marshawn Nyland, and you haven't gotten much pass rush from Mazi Smith. Even when he's played well, pass rush has not been what he's been contributing for you. I thought Oso Odighizuwa was really disruptive early in this game and generating pressure and forcing Justin Fields to be a little uncomfortable and move him around. So for me to get that pass rush consistently throughout this game from Oso Odighizuwa, I thought he was a massive factor in this one for them defensively.
This is a game where I just kind of wrote down, it was so ugly and low scoring. Sure. You write down like individual plays. So I kind of grouped some individual plays together. Overshown. He got love from Chris Collinsworth, apparently a TJ Watt comparison from Chris Collinsworth, which is going a little bit too far there, Chris. I didn't realize.
Sounds like a guy who discovered PFF.
Guess it means they won't be double teaming him either.
So overshown with some flashes and that energy early. He tried to strip that football from the Steeler, just making your life a little more difficult. That's just one of those plays. It's like getting picked up full court in basketball. It's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you being annoying for me? And you're going to think about, I got the annoying defender at the YMCA picking me up full court. Overshown goes to the ground, thinks there's an opportunity to strip and take the football. It wasn't really a 50-50 play. It was maybe a 40-60 play. Didn't end up with it, but it's just like, okay, he's going to bring that extra effort and that extra energy and grittiness, and that's why I love him, my favorite player on defense. And then the other linebacker I gave credit to, Leofau, had a huge third down punch out.
Yes.
Later in this game. So I had Overshown, Leofau in the linebacking grouping.
Overshown on that when Pittsburgh got the ball back with 15 seconds left or whatever it is, which, by the way, really quickly, I thought it was dumb of Pittsburgh to use that final timeout on fourth down. When Dallas came out, lined up on fourth down, and then they used timeout. Yeah. Keep that timeout because there's a very good chance they're scoring there, and you're going to want to work the middle of the field to try and get into field goal range.
Mark this down for McCarthy on Friday, just as a general football question. I want to know how many times that timeout on the big third or fourth down play screws up your play call in terms of having to go to the next thing. Or vice versa, when you're on defense, right? That's why they did it. They want to see the alignment. They want to see the look.
Sure.
How often does that actually come into play and screw up and change? How often do you change the play call? When you change the play call, you know, is it definitely a big factor? And how often do you get the read defensively when you take that timeout that they ended up burning that they did not have at the very end?
Yeah, and when you talk about, jumping back to you talking about Overshown, is like kind of like the annoying full court wreck defender with the sweatband and everything else. He did. He was kicking himself for dropping the interception with 7 seconds left in a game they probably had already won. He was walking into the locker room, and he was just saying out loud to himself, to Al Harris ahead of him, he was going, you know, jugs machine all week. Jugs machine all week. I'm going to be on the jugs machine. I'm going to make sure we catch those footballs.
It was clear early on in this one they were going to get the ball out quickly on offense with Dak. They were going to drop back. They were going to get the ball out. And it was clear that they wanted to get this guy involved. Twitter was loving him. I was a little worried they were going to forget about him. They did not.
Prescott back. Has time. Deep to the middle. Got a man. Turpin at the 25. And taken down at the 20-yard line.
You talk about stepping up, right? Jalen Tolbert, you know, Overshown, Leofau, Lipke, and Kevontae Turpin involved early, and then that 35-yard catch that was really, really big in the third quarter. He ends up, Choppy, with 4 for 50 with a long of 34. Targeted 5 times, 4 catches, 50 yards for T-shirt time.
You got to find a way to get playmakers involved. You got to find a way to get guys who have speed involved. This team, they're desperate for that, you know. Cooks was a speed guy for most of his career. I mean, he's still fast and everything, but he clearly, and obviously didn't play yesterday, but over this course of the season, he clearly just doesn't have what he used to. And you got to find ways to get Turpin involved. How about star up to fourth quarter Dak? 32, he had a 31 plays of drives on two of them, a 15-play drive and a 16-play drive in the fourth quarter. And that is something that, you know, when this game, throughout the course of this game, you didn't think they had 16-play drives in them at all. And the offense was, I mean, they were moving the ball-ish.
Yeah.
But never to that point. A 15 and 16-play drive, I mean, that shows there wasn't a whole lot of explosiveness there. But it does show that you are controlling the line of scrimmage and controlling the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com